Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everyone. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you and keeping you strong. Really exciting times in this world. I just thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to access a sermon, and I pray that you'd be blessed. Today's message, I'm going to be talking about Rahab's faith. Rahab's faith. There ain't no greater faith that the Bible talks about than Rahab's faith. And what we need is a kind of faith that has Rahab, like Rahab. Her kind of faith was a standalone kind of faith. It was a faith. She was a prostitute. But God spoke to her and told her, and she knew that the Israelites was going to take over Jericho. And even though that probability said it would not, but her faith, and she believed that that the Israelites was going to take over. Today's message is going to be starting in Joshua chapter 2, Rahab and the spies. Let's go ahead and read. Then Joshua, son of the Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim. "Go, look over the land," he said, "especially Jericho." So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, "Look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land." So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab, "Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land." But the woman had taken the two spies and hidden them. She said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from." At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Very interesting, the faith. We need, in the body of Christ, the faith like Rahab. Rahab had a kind of faith that was an independent kind of faith. She stood alone. She lived in Jericho, but her faith as a prostitute, you could imagine that Rahab was somehow the cast out of Jericho. She was a prostitute, and at that time, prostitutes did not look highly upon. But it was very interesting that God would speak to a prostitute. See, Rahab knew that the Israelites was going to take over Jericho. The king did not know. The religious leaders did not know. The Jericho army did not know. But Rahab knew. Rahab knew that Israel was going to conquer Jericho. And Rahab was a prostitute. Rahab was very special because nobody in Jericho felt the way that Rahab felt. Nobody could understand Rahab. She had deep emotional feelings. She was deep. But she stood alone in her faith. She stood alone. Rahab had a special kind of faith because her faith stood strong in the midst of trouble. Hebrews chapter 11 mentions many different kinds of faith. We see that there's a faith of Noah, that he was triumphant over time as he built the ark. Even though time and the probability of time, and they've not seen any kind of rain, faith triumphant over time. Triumphant. He had victory over time, and his faith stood the test of time. We see in the Bible in Hebrews chapter 11, there's another kind of faith. There's a faith that triumphs over death. We see that Enoch was taken from this life and that he did not even experience death. We see the faith of Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, he was still able to become a father because God considered his faith. Faith. Faith is sometimes believing in something that you cannot see. Most religious leaders today, they would follow probability. They would have faith until it reaches probability, until you cannot reason it out anymore. And there's many, many books on faith and reason, but once probability sets in, then most religious men stop believing. But faith, like the faith of Rahab, was here's these weak slaves that just came out of Israelites, been wandered in the deserts for several years, and now they're at the Jordan River. They're at the Jordan River. There's no possible way they could cross the Jordan River. On top of that, they're supposed to take Jericho. They don't have weapons. They don't have a big army. The probability of Israel taking over Jericho is absolutely zero. There's no way that could happen. The walls of Jericho surrounded the city. So even if they did cross the Jordan River, they would have to climb the walls. Oh, but the faith of Rahab, how crazy Rahab was to risk her own life when the spies came and snuck in Jericho. What kind of faith? It's a kind of faith that says this: I will deny myself for the cause of Christ. I will deny myself for Jesus Christ. I will no longer put myself in, but I will deny myself for Jesus. That is the kind of faith that Rahab had. And somehow they found out that the two spies went into Jericho. Maybe through gossip, maybe somebody in the city saw them swim across the Jordan River. Or, I do not know how they knew that these two men entered Rahab's house, but they did enter Rahab's house. And so the news went up to the king, and you see in Joshua 2, verse 2, that they found out that Rahab, these two men went to Rahab's house. Now here we have Rahab confronted by the king, saying, Rahab, where are these two men, these two spies? Now Rahab hid those men up in the loft, but Rahab completely lied to the king, which would be what? Death. Rahab could have been killed. Death. And her faith was a very self-denying faith. She knew if she was caught with these men in her house, she would be put to death. She knew that. But her faith said, know what? I know that God is going to deliver Jericho into the hands of the Israelites. She knew. Now, the educational leader did not know. The religious leader did not know. But somehow the deep, compassionate harlot knew. Amazing how God works, and sometimes He doesn't always go to the kind of people that you would think He would go to. Sometimes He goes to the people that you wouldn't expect. She was an outcast of society, but her heart was for Jesus. She was a harlot. She had nothing else. All she had was faith to believe in Jesus. And her faith was mighty because her faith not only saved her, but it saved her family too. Now we as Christians, we need to have a kind of faith, a standalone kind of faith, a faith We must have a faith, and we must always swim upstream. We must always go against the current of the world. When the world wants to go this way, the Christian must swim upstream of the world. You see, dead fish always float down the stream. You ever been to a stream and just see dead fish just flowing down? You see, the world is dead right now. The world is dead. They got more television shows today. Everybody wants to be a movie star. Everybody wants to be a professional athlete. Everybody wants to be great for the world. You see, that's the world's current. And these kind of fish that follow the current are dead. But see, God said, He said to His disciples, I want to make you fishers of men. Fish out for men. See, the fish. See, living fish always force itself against the current. They always swim upstream. See, but worldly religious men, they always go with the world. But we need to be like Elijah. There is nobody else left. I'm the only one left. Elijah swam upstream. You know, the faith of Rahab had a faith that says, you know, the probability is of this circumstance very unlikely, but I believe it's going to happen. But not only did she believe for herself, but she believed for her family. Some of you people are in situations right now where you're praying for your father, you're praying for your husband, you're praying for your family or your children. You know, your faith and your faith alone in Jesus could ultimately save your loved ones. Rahab's faith saved her loved ones. And even though the probability of the Israelites ever crossing the Jordan River, and not only that, taking down the wall of Jericho, the probability of that happen was very unlikely. Now, how many people today are facing situations that there's a wall? There's a wall like Jericho in your life. You wonder how you're going to cross the river. How are you going to get to the other side? You wonder, you have a call and a purpose of your life, but you wonder how it's going to happen. See, you need faith like Rahab. A crazy, standalone, I'm going against the current kind of faith. I don't care if there's big ministries. I don't care if the world is famous. You got Christian singers that want to be famous for the world. You got preachers that all they care about is big ministries. Everybody seems to want to be recognized by the world. But true Christians must always swim against the stream. They must always swim against the stream. And so the spies made a deal with Rahab and said, okay, you keep this silent. And when we come and invade Jericho, I will save you and your family. But if you mention one word, the deal is off. And so we see that, how did the Israelites, the weak slaves out of Egypt, come to defeat Jericho? By faith. Faith in God Almighty. Faith in a supreme being that has rule over your life. Do you believe that there is a higher power ruling your life right now? Do you believe that this moment of time is a time only from God? If you believe this today, your faith can believe Faith is believing that someone, somewhere is controlling your life. Someone, somewhere is controlling your life. What are you having faith in today? Faith is what produces the miracles. Faith like Rahab. A standalone kind of faith. We need to stand against the evil times of the world. We need to stand against the New World Order. We need to stand against globalism. We need to stand against materialism. We need to stand against the devil's tactics. The devil wants to cast his seed in your face. He wants to say, come, be a great movie star. Come, be a great singer. I will give you the world. Come, follow me. But as Christians, we must swim against the stream. We must believe, speak the truth about Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I desire the kind of faith that Rahab has. Don't be the one, don't be a dead fish and just float with the stream of the world. Be somebody alive and go against the current of life. I thank you for the ministries that are fighting for our religious freedoms. I thank you for those organizations that are presenting truth and warning people for those that tries to oppress us. I thank you for these kind of speakers out in the world that are able to stand up. But there are many, many, many people out there are dead. I pray that we can have a faith like Rahab. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.